It's another Ag News Update. Corporate Transparency Act filing deadline first of the year, but now a temporary injunction.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Michael Gerge from Student Loan Advisor.
I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes down to student loans and student loan forgiveness is that you have to be very, very vigilant, because it really can be one of the biggest empowering choices of your life to go out and get this degree inside of the veterinary field, or it can be a tremendous roadblock if it's not managed properly. So we really try and encourage that as the overarching theme and the top line piece of advice that we give to folks.
There's more valuable information on AVMA.org.
Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
The Corporate Transparency Act is a law that is that's set to go into full enforcement on January 1st, 2025. And what this does is it requires certain businesses with 20 or fewer employees who report to the Secretary of State that this would be a requirement to disclose beneficial ownership information to the U.S. Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, also known as FinCEN. And failure to comply, failure to disclose that information, that can result in fines of $500 per day and up to 2 years in prison.
Last week, a temporary injunction issued by a federal court.
Yeah, it's a tremendous gamble. And unfortunately, I mean, the government has put your back against the wall. But if you're a small business with 20 or fewer employees, and if you file a business plan with the Secretary of State, then there's a pretty good chance that this could apply to you. But you need to take the initiative and talk to your tax preparer, talk to your attorney, find out what the best course of action is for you so that you don't get caught up in the middle of this.
It's another Ag News Update.